Murder in the Manger by Debbie Young and read by Mary Woodvine for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Away in a Manger. It was when the stable animals developed the power of speech that I realised the cast were departing from my nativity play script.
"Do you think your baby Jesus would like a cuddle, Mrs. Virgin?" asked a small sheep politely.
"Oi! First go for shepherds,"
said an older boy with a tea towel on his head, elbowing the sheep aside. The small sheep scowled.
"I ask first."
A larger sheep pointed accusingly at Mary.
"She's the virgin around here. I think she should make you take turns nicely."
The small sheep and the shepherd made a dash across the stable floor, both arriving at the manger at the same time and grabbing the baby Jesus. The plastic doll fell in pieces to the flagstone floor, leaving the shepherd holding its left leg and the sheep its head. The congregation gasped in horror. The larger sheep put his hands on his hips.
"Now look what you've done. You've broken baby Jesus."
As he spoke, a chilling wail rang out from the back pew and ricocheted down the aisle to the front of the church. All eyes turned to stare at its source, sheep and shepherd forgotten.
"My baby! You've murdered my baby!"
A shadowy figure leapt from the back pew and legged it up the aisle to the nave, her shawl falling back to reveal a jumble of fair curls streaming out behind her. Pushing the children out of her way, she kicked the broken doll aside and burrowed her hands down into the manger as if looking for buried treasure.
"This isn't a lucky dip, you know," said the larger sheep, crossly.
Finding nothing but hay, she seized the manger in both hands and tipped it upside down, perhaps expecting to find something valuable tucked away down a crack in the wood. Drawing herself up to her full height, she then turned to Mary.
"He was there an hour ago. I put him there myself."
Mary stared speechless. The woman turned to face the congregation, polling the room with an accusing finger.
"All right. This is a church, isn't it? So confess. Which of you has stolen my baby?"
Chapter 2. The Interloper. I should have known that allowing my ex-boyfriend Damien to get involved in my play would lead to disaster. Not that he gave me much choice, turning up on my doorstep like a stray cat. On the first Sunday morning in November, after a hearty breakfast, I left Hector's flat above his bookshop and strolled light-footed down the high street towards my cottage. In front gardens along the way, evergreen leaves shone with dew and spiders' webs twinkled in the morning light. I was looking forward to spending a quiet day on my own at home, basking in the memories of the night before. Hector planned to spend Sunday visiting his parents at their retirement bungalow on the Somerset coast. I made my excuses not to join him. Meeting his parents this early in our relationship would have been far too soon. Plus, he didn't actually invite me. Like the stout marmalade cat blinking companionably at me from a dry stone wall, I had fallen on my feet when I moved to the Cotswold village of Wendlebury Barrow. I'd found kind neighbours, good friends, and an agreeable local job in which my handsome and charismatic boss, now my boyfriend, nurtured my ambition to write books. My great Auntie May used to say we make our own luck in this world, but by leaving me her cottage in her will, she'd given me a head start for mine. As I spotted the November Parish magazine in the window of the village shop, I remembered the December issue's deadline for my Travels with My Aunt's Garden column. I was planning something Christmassy about her trio of fir trees. The December issue would also advertise the nativity play I was writing for the Wendlebury Players and the village primary school children to perform together, along with a live donkey. A good audience was guaranteed for my debut as a playwright. What could possibly go wrong? My post-Hector smile turned to a puzzled frown as I reached the brow of the hill and my cottage came into view. Outside stood a white van. Just like Damien's, I thought. Just like the one he had converted into a camper van for his travelling English language theatre company. The sight still brought back bitter memories.